Well, we want to welcome all of you tonight to our Christmas Eve service. We're so glad that you're with us tonight. Just a couple in-house things real quick. Number one, if you looked on the back of the bulletin, the offering tonight, all of the offering goes to the Christmas Fund, which is how we support our retired ministers that maybe are going through financial difficulties or maybe did not get a lot put back during their time of ministry, because of lower salaries. But anyway, so we help that every year through our denomination. Also, if you are a regular attender and purchased poinsettias for the sanctuary, you can take those after the service today. You can take those home. And then a little bit later on, when we do our candle lighting, we're doing it a little different this year, where the congregation will be able to join in as a responsive reading, and you'll be able to tell it's underlined and italics, and I'll have it up on the PowerPoint. And just a note about the PowerPoint, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. For some reason, when I fired up the PowerPoint earlier tonight and started going through it to check everything, it just blew off of the screen. And I do not know what happened. So there'll be some slides where it may go off the screen a little bit, and I apologize ahead of time. But we are so glad that you're with us tonight, and we want to invite all of you to stand and join together for our call to worship tonight. Good news. Unspeakable joy. A child is born for us. The Messiah has been given. Glory to God in the highest. Well, let's join together there. Hymn number 133, O Come All Ye Faithful. We're going to be singing three verses of it this morning. together there for our prayer and Lord's Prayer this evening. God of wonder, on this glorious night when we celebrate the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, we open ourselves to His light and offer our lives as a dwelling place for Your glory. Speak to us again through the story of Bethlehem and touch our lives with Your grace that we might be forever changed as we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. And our ushers are going to be coming tonight for our offering. And as I had pointed out just a moment ago, it is going for the Christmas fund. So God bless you as you give. Let's join together for prayer. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we have to give and what this season means to us. May you use this to help those that are in need. as we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. And Kathy, you'll be getting the side lights off. Thank you. Our first reading tonight is coming from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to be just reading verses 6 and 7. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness, now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of the heavenly forces will do this. That is God's word for us tonight. I'm going to be inviting up Jody and Chase and Kathy tonight as they're coming to share with us in our Advent lighting wreath.
We light the candle of hope as we await the coming of Jesus, who is our source of hope.
We light the candle of peace, knowing that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
We give thanks for the gift of peace in times of uncertainty.
We light the candle of joy, knowing that our comfort and help come from God.
We give thanks for the gift of joy in a time of sadness.
We light the candle of love, knowing that God is love revealed to us in Jesus Christ.
We give thanks for the gift of love in a time of loneliness.
Thank you. Our next reading tonight, and I'm very grateful for JP at the last moment was willing to read. Dex usually reads for us every Christmas Eve. But he called me at 3 o'clock this afternoon and said, Jason, I'm not going to make it. I just got called out on the train. So JP's coming tonight to read for us the Lucan passage of the story.
All right, good evening. Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him in snugly, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the guest room. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. I'm sorry, I read that. Because it was nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told.
I'm going to sing for you tonight, and pray for me, because my voice has been kind of bothering me this afternoon. This is a familiar one that you will recognize right away. Lord is the King I'm going to invite Kathy and Jody and Chase up again for the lighting of the Christ candle.
We light the candle. We light the Christ candle, knowing that Jesus is the light of the world.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it.
Let's pray. Everlasting God, we welcome your brightness as we abide in hope, peace, joy, and love, and look for your kingdom on earth. Amen.
Thank you. Appreciate that so much. And just before we share communion together, I just wanted to share a few words as I've been thinking about this week and the story that we read. We are so familiar with it. We know it, probably some of us by heart. Some of us can probably almost say it along with when it is read from Luke 2. But I was thinking, you know, we've been facing a lot in the last 2 years. And just when we were starting to think things were getting a little better, we realized that things are getting tough again. And it really made me think a lot as I was, well, I happened to be watching something on the History Channel this morning about Jesus' life. And it made me realize once again what Joseph and Mary went through. It was hard. You know, she found out that she was pregnant and she was already betrothed to Joseph, and Joseph could have just dismissed her. But he didn't, because he was willing to follow what God wanted for him and her and that baby that was coming. And Mary did the same thing. She chose to follow God's direction, even though it was difficult. And we often think of sometimes the difficulties we face in life. And I'm reminded of, we just have to keep pressing on. No matter what we're facing in life, we have to keep pressing on. We have to keep following the Lord. And we have to keep trusting in the Lord, no matter what comes our way. And Jesus came into the world, and because he came into the world, he followed the Father's will and carried that out to the end, which we know of as Good Friday and Easter. But we celebrate this and remember and retell the story every year, because it reminds us of the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that Christ brings into our world. Well, we're going to prepare our hearts, and I'm hoping that we will be able to pray this okay, or you can pray it with me, and it goes off a little bit, but I hope that you will join with me as we are going to share communion together now. And you don't have to be a member of this church to share, because we believe that we experience the grace of Christ and we encounter Christ at the table when we share together. But we always share together and begin by offering thanks and confession to God in preparation. So if you would join with me, and let's pray together if you would like. We praise you, O God, for sending the light of your Son, Jesus, born a human being full of grace and truth, as a remembrance of all your faithful acts in Christ Jesus. We take this bread and cup and give you thanks and praise. Pour out your Spirit upon us and fill us with eternal life, so Christ's light might shine through us. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask our deacons and deaconesses, those that are going to be sharing with us tonight and serving, if they would make their way tonight, and then we will share together. Thank you. A little later, while they were together, Jesus took the cup. And he gave thanks and blessed it and passed it among them and said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it and do it in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, just once again, thank you so much for coming out. This is always one of my favorite services every year. And we are going to now join together and stand and, well, let's sit to begin. Till we kind of get, I think that's what I've done the past several years. Kind of sit until we kind of get everybody candles lit, and then you can stand. Remember, if yours is lit, you just hold it straight up and let the other person fly in and light it, or light theirs, and then hold it up. Because if you tip yours, then wax goes everywhere. And but we're going to join together and sing, and I want you to sing with me now, even though I know it. Find out how good you are at doing a couple things at the same time. But we're going to sing Silent Night. We'll sing the three verses through, and then we'll do the last part where we hum together.
Tender.
Let's hum it now. May the love of God and the light of Christ and the comfort and peace of the Holy Spirit be with you now, into this week and into this new year. Amen. You may extinguish your lights.